Oh, man, you know, first and foremost, you know, congratulations to him. And, you know, the first thing I know he's going to bring is consistency. You know, every week, every day, he's the same guy. So, you know, you're going to go in and M's going to be the crazy guy he is. You know, that's what we all call him, the crazy guy. But he's a perfectionist at what he do. You know, he pushes everybody around him and he makes everybody around him, you know, up their level of play, study, you know, physically and mentally, and even spiritually, you know, around the team. You know, he's just a real consistent guy, and he's willing to, you know, press his players and, you know, press his coaches to bring everybody up.
Where do you see your game evolving this year? You know, it's 2 years ago you had a position change. Last year you were growing, you had all the rookies with you. What's year three for you like?
Oh, man, year three, you know, sky's the limit. You know, I want to be a guy who you can put in any position on the field. You know, they come out in 11 personnel. I've played corner before in my life. So, you know, sometimes, you know, it may be third and short or something. I can be able to go down and, you know, guard a slot. You know, I want to be a guy that you can put in any position on any player. You can put me on skilled backs. You can put me on slot receivers. I just don't want to be in the middle of the field. I want to be a guy that in any formation, any position, I can get out and play, because I was a corner that transitioned to free safety. So I don't want to, you know, ever take that out of my game, and I work on it, you know, all the time. So I don't want to just be known as a guy who's in the middle of the field all the time. And, you know, just going to get get my hands on more balls, you know, make more plays on more balls, get more balls on the ground, and, you know, have some touchdowns, do something, score some balls, score some touchdowns. That'll be nice. Hey, I can, you know, we got a pretty good quarterback. We got two pretty good ones, but if you need me, I got you.
How much more does that excite you this offseason, knowing what you have, whereas last year, obviously, you knew the talent, but you guys seemed to really come together towards the end of the year, and now you have that. What's that like for you guys moving forward?
You know, when I look at things like that, I look at myself, and I look at how much I've grown from, you know, just being my first year with, you know, DQ, and then, you know, just how I grew in this defense, and, you know, and just watching those guys, you know, kind of, you know, get onto it and click onto it later on in the season. You know, us started playing as hard as we did and as good as we did. You know, we're not starting from ground zero anymore. We're at a pretty good level right now, and all we have to do is just keep pushing and just keep, you know, striving and just keep working like we're doing. And, you know, our brotherhood is getting closer. It's going to be amazing this year, man. I'm ready to see it.
Speaking of those drives, how excited were you to see that extension with True and then just
seeing
him get back
together? Man, you know, True and Rocky, you know, both of those guys, you know, just to be able to get those two back in, you know, it makes my job much easier just knowing that I have two lockdown corners, man, and, you know, how hard they've worked and how hard they've pushed, and, you know, they deserve it. And, you know, man, it's amazing to have those two out there, because they do make my job much easier, because they take a lot of good people.
How have you – you're obviously in a lot better mood right now than you were the last time we were around you. How have you kind of dealt with what the disappointment of that, and want to use that to build on – you know, not let it be a burden on this team, but maybe something that pushes y'all to even greater heights.
You know, we took the, you know, the negativity and turned it into a positive thing. You know, everything in life, you know, you're not going to win in everything, you know, and we hope we can win at everything. You know, you wish to win at everything, but you learn from it, you know, and those lessons become, you know, some of the things that, you know, take you above and beyond. You know, we know what it means to be there, and you just can't say, you know, when you're running that sprint and you're tired and you're like, man, we can lose a game because of this. And, you know, you can, it's like, it's just, you're just saying it. But now we've been in that moment. You know, we've gotten tired. So you can push that extra level. You can just dig deep in yourself and just know, because everybody had plays to make. And you just push yourself to another level to be able to go make those plays when they needed to be made.
Did you notice this week, Matt said it, kind of getting back into it too. That's a big help. That now back around a lot of guys, you know, y'all back together again and kind of, it does turn the focus now officially to like a new season. Has that sort of helped, do you think? Have you noticed that from the guys?
Oh, yeah, man. That's a big thing. You know, just being at home, you know, being in your room, you just want to watch the film over and over. And, you know, you look at ESPN and, God, that doesn't make it any better. But, you know, just being around all your teammates and just being around all your buddies, man, it's like, man, it's a fresh start. It's, you know, that's behind us now, and it's time to move on, and it's time to, you know, do great things this year.